Joy.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And you're listening to North State Now. And I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. Good evening.
Good evening. And everything's going to be different tonight because everything's just different. Like your microphone is running away from your face.
Yes.
It must be scared. So normally we have a whole list of guests, and tonight it's a very light guest load.
Oh no, but you're going to be a guest.
I'm going to make up my own guest.
You're going to be a guest.
I'm going to talk through the whole entire night, which I can do, obviously. But anyway, we're just proud to be here. This is our first show of 2021.
You're right, and we didn't have a show last month because of the Christmas rush at the store. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, we just couldn't make it. So.
But that was still in 2020.
That was 2020.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
I'm still right. It's 2021.
So our first, yeah.
This is our first, you know.
On day 1 million.
And one of
million.
Our guests is actually here, and in her very little hot hand, she has actually the next issue We're not even going to talk about that one.
No.
What we are here for is still the January 2021 issue, number 172.
Yes.
And I don't know why it seems to me that there should be 10,000 magazines. I mean, I know 172 is a ton.
See, that sounds like a lot to me. Only because I have every single issue at my house.
Oh.
So if you put them all together, it's there's a lot.
Oh, look at somebody really sexy just walked in.
Our other guest.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Silence. It's our turn first. We can't take over the whole airwaves. No, just joking. So, again, we are looking at the January 2021 issue of Enjoy, and we have – I really love this cover.
I do, too.
It's a beautiful, beautiful redhead with her flowing hair running down her back, and she's ripping open the drapes, looking out on a sunny, bright day, and it says, start fresh, a time for new beginnings, which,
it's
Lord.
It's January, and we need some new beginnings.
The whole world needs a new.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like feels like day 1,500,000 of the pandemic.
Yes, it does. It has been going on and on and on.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what I'm missing most of all in the magazine? I mean, the magazine is still just holding its own and is gorgeous and beautiful. And there's some really fun photos and articles in this one. Obviously, that's every month. But our calendar.
I know. I miss it so much.
I mean,
I don't miss doing it. And I'm, you know, I wasn't doing it. You know, I hadn't been doing it when we had to stop. But. Mm-hmm. I have done it, and it's a lot of work, but
I know.
But yeah, it's I really miss it.
I know. I miss it, too, because it's, you know, it showed how busy we were mm-hmm. as a community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this a million times, and I'm still shocked to hear people say things, but there was a time when you were an old-timer like me, there was a time that you could say, there's nothing to do in Reading, but not anymore. And I still hear people every once in a while say, oh, there's nothing to do with Reading, nothing to do in Reading. And I think to myself, you must be dead because...
You're not looking.
Because we create events and do things all the time, and we can hardly find a spot to actually put one in where we're not, like, stacked three deep on other events that are going on.
Right.
I mean, there's stuff going on, or there was stuff going on all the time.
And there is still stuff, but it's not... really the same. Riverfront Playhouse did a virtual Christmas show.
Which was done really well.
It was, you know, it was fun and it was festive and it put you in the Christmas spirit. We really wanted people to be in our theater, but, you know, so there are things, but it's just, you know, you're stuck in your house watching it on TV and that kind of.
And everybody's done a really excellent job at making the best of what they can.
Yeah.
I mean, like with the Fashion Alliance, and they did their virtual their virtual show, which I watched, which was really fantastic. But it, you know, and I'm a huge gearhead. I love tech. I love, you know, you want to beam me up, and I love all that stuff. I watch Star Trek, and I think, gosh, when look at all this cool, everybody's teletalking and all that stuff. I don't know that I like that much, the Zoom stuff anymore. It's like, it's not personal. You just can't touch people. You know, it's weird.
It's effective. That's, you know,
well, yeah, you
much
get your work done.
Yeah, you can. But you can get things done. But yeah, it's not the same.
It's not.
And it's really hard when you're a hugger, you know, and you can't even shake hands with people. In fact, somebody came in our office recently and shook James' hand, and they both went, "Oh my gosh,
what did we just do?"
I felt like, oh my God, did I just commit a crime?
Really,
I seriously, I was like,
oh, I just want those days to be over.
And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, and I'm, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
He said, I think that's the first time anybody's shaken my hand in 10 months. Yeah, he said that felt so weird.
I know. There was a little electrical buzz. He was like,
that's real funny.
Right? So, anyway. So I just encourage people to come and get the magazine wherever, you know, go to our website. And why I said that is because we are really proud. So in this pandemic, you know, to survive, everything's had to change. Mm-hmm. And we had to take and sit back at our company and, you know, think about how we were going to make things different because, you know, obviously we live in a digital world, but we're also, we're one of those holdbacks to contented publication that's still printed. Yes, we have the digital version for those that are the digital people, but we still really feel strongly there are a lot of people that still like printed content, yeah. Right? Something that's physical. It's just something about it in your hand. It moves, it bends. You know, I love my iPad, but it's a thing, right? And I have the whole world at my fingertips, but it doesn't still fold like the magazine and do things. So anyway. But with that said, we had to make a lot of changes. And so, you know, we're really proud that we spent a lot of time, energy, and effort creating a whole new website for our company. And it is up and running, and it is beautiful. And we, you know, aim to do a lot more with content, original content that, like, for instance, is with the January issue, but it's an extension or something that's that you can't get in the magazine. You can only get online, and we really want to delve into the whole thing of video, and we've got a lot of really cool social media built-in mechanisms, and it's just cool. I mean, we're really I think
it's just way bigger than what we had in.
And it feels different than the magazine.
And it's not done. I mean, it's still,
oh,
there's
no.
Still, I mean, people have
there's
been asking
30,
about.
30,000 pages of magazine we still have to,
yeah,
we have 30, to load.
Yeah, we have about 3,000 stories that are still not on there that we have to get on there. Because people are asking, well, how can I find the story you did on me eight years ago?
I know. Or where's that story on the treehouse that you did 13 years ago?
Yes, exactly.
Seriously.
So people still look at that stuff.
We still have people calling us from magazines that are almost 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that means they're somewhere out in the world still, and people are still finding them and looking at them.
Well, because they're beautiful. Like, they're like on your table. They look good. Yeah.
And like I said, I have every single issue at my house.
Awesome.
You know, and
you're not the only one. I hear that. That's a lot of people say. They'll come to the store and say, oh, gosh, I was out of town. Do you have last year's November? It's the only one I'm missing out of my. And I'm like, yes, I do.
Let me go fetch that.
So that's cool. But anyway, I just, you know, we have our new website. And then also, you know, as a store, a retailer, we had to make some changes, too. There were a lot of changes. But we are up. But we're not 100% for sure, by far 100%, but we finally have a website for Enjoy the Store where you're going to be able to go in and be able to, you know, buy things online and have them shipped.
Oh, very
so
good.
And actually, you know, like I said, we only have you two tonight, but we are going to talk about things that in the store, like our teleshopper, Temi. We're going to talk about our new line of products, Reading Goods brand, which a lot of people don't know. I mean, so we have things that we've been working on through the pandemic that are now being released, the Reading Guide. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to obviously have the Blake Down from Blake with Viva Downtown, and he's going to remain with us during the night because he's just – he gives good mic.
Hey, I live downtown now, so I just –
That's right. That's right. You just walked right in from your apartment, right? You needed to put a zip line in because you're up at the top corner.
Now, that would be cool.
Because you could zip across – up, you know, like Batman, right?
You should make something.
Maybe I'll get the tights, too, for that, and we'll just go back and forth.
Yes.
And then we have one of our advertisers, but also one of our, not only just our advertiser, but somebody that's in the new Reading Guide, which she can talk about that too, and you know, because she feels it's lovely, which I,
yeah,
which I concur. Yeah. But it's Carrie Growl, and she owns Organic Pilates, and so she is all over in our media, and so we wanted to have her on tonight to talk about 2021 and possibly, you know, opportunities for you to join Pilates or get into shape or if you need help or something like that. So anyway, so we're going to take our first break, and when we get back, we're just going to get right back to it. So you know what? 2021, here we come. Sit back, relax. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy.
It's been a long time, Rhonda, but I still like our intro music.
I know it. I love it. I know. When is that song? How old is that song? It's pretty old.
100 years old.
Dang.
We're back. This is KCNR. And you're with North State Now. Once again, James Mazzotta at Joy Magazine.
And Rhonda Alvey.
Oh, we're just going to have to take it slow the roll tonight, right?
Oh, don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
We always run out of time. We're always like, God, how did that go by so fast?
I need to say hello and take 25 minutes doing it. Anyway, so people already know that you're here, Mr. Blake, downtown man. So welcome.
Hey, thank you. I'm so excited. I just realized that it is the new year, and this is the first radio show of the year for you guys.
See, because yes, let me just point something out to the folks. So you're in the new high rise downtown, looking out your beautiful gorgeous high-rise apartment, and you showed up late.
I and we had don't already, tell him that.
We had already talked about it being our first in 2021. Your new downtown attitude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
I was like, I'll walk. I'll get there eventually.
Fashionably. Fashionably late.
I should have taken the dash over here and done something. No, Rhonda was texting me. I can't believe Rhonda. We were talking about this every single day. Said, 6 o'clock. Chelsea, it's 6 o'clock.
And you know I'm just kidding. I knew you would show up, but I was like, he's as close as ever. And the only time he's been late.
Wow.
Rhonda. So if you hear a little hum.
Rhonda's mic is
having
a mind of its own.
Possessed. Yeah, dang. She keeps trying to put it down, and it keeps wanting to go up to the sky.
Yeah, it's acting really weird.
I think it's trying to run away from your face.
Maybe I need to put my mask on. Please.
So, yeah, please. I know, right? Let's ask the producer, do you have a brown bag? So what's going on, my friend?
Well, hey, downtown.
Did you just almost fall off the chair? Oh, did you have a drink? No.
Well, hey, downtown, this is great. I think this is a way to start out 2021 after 2020. Hey, you know what? We survived the inauguration. We're here. We're downtown is amazing. Seeing what's happening right now.
It is just a metamorphosis. Unbelievable. It's just so fun to watch.
I think I talked to you. I don't know if I was talking to you. I was talking to people, but I took my son, one of my boys, and we went and ate from the hearth. And I always get the BLT. And because you have to eat outside now, I thought, we're waiting. Let's just take a little walk. And I've been watching, but I've been watching from the perimeter. This was the first time I was kind of in, and I walked down now watching the finished streets being almost done and the plants being put in or the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't done it yet or gone in to look, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like literally I felt like, oh my God, we actually have a Main Street.
We have a living, breathing, real life Main Street that has been, since the 1960s in the making. And for the last 20 years there have been so many people coming together to make sure that this happens, and it's been just
I was just like, look at this is so cool. Like you just immediately envision so many things going on.
Yeah.
Right there. Like you just go, everything's going to be here.
It will be. This is like, so, we're talking about downtown Reading. This is the Reading Street Circulation Project. So this is covering Market Street, Yuba Street, and Butte Street. And so for a year now, originally everybody knows Downtown Mall. It was enclosed. Then the roof finally gets torn off. Then you have all these pillars. Then you have the Dickers Building, which became, a couple of businesses that were cool but just didn't make it through it. So for the longest time, Market Street, in many of our eyes, has just been this empty, dark place that needed some love. It really needed love. And in this last year, Dickers Building got torn down. Market Center was built, and that's, with K2 Development. Market Center, if you guys don't know, it's an 82-unit affordable housing project.
Not to be confused with low income.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of things. Like, I didn't even know until, obviously, I met with K2 and they explained it to me, which is really cool what it is, actually.
It is. It's through a $20 million California state grant was this possible. And with that grant is what also helped finally get these streets to be created and pushed through and reopen.
Mm-hmm.
So Market Center, it's 82 units, all affordable housing, goes off of, the area's median income,
mm-hmm.
1 to 3 bedroom units. So here's the beauty about this. Downtown really has never had residents.
Mm-mm.
Like we've had, we have our senior housing with the Lorenz Hotel Reading Hotel.
Yep.
But what was missing is a clientele base of families and adults and teenagers that are willing to go out and actually invest into these downtown businesses. And what's nice about this is that when 5 o'clock rolls around downtown now, you're actually going to have people still
they're
walking
around.
They're
going to be
coming
out.
They're going to be going around. They're going to be
not going away.
And they're not going to be leaving downtown. I think that's the biggest thing that's been missing over these years. Downtown's changed. Carl Bott and I were talking about how different downtown is. I mean, you see the Americana Hotel right over here, mm-hmm. that's been revamped. You have the Thunderbird right across the street, which has been revamped. You have Yuba Street across from Carousel, which has always been this kind of interesting section that's all been cleared out and clean. I mean, people, you got to come downtown to check out your community.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, is there was a lot of misinformation is about that the parking was taken out. And yes, it was painful, and
it was offline. That's the biggest thing.
And, you know, because I have a business downtown that relies on parking. But long term, I didn't even really realize that they are replacing parking mm-hmm. with a parking structure. And that thing is going up like a bat out of you know what.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're already getting ready. They're already starting to move up to the third story.
They're getting on the third story.
I was like, wow, this thing's really coming together fast.
Well, nobody realized how fast this was. But, I mean, that's the beauty of us living in Redding, California, where it's, you know, this weather in January. We're seeing 70 degrees. And so this parking structure is six stories. And our skyline's completely different, and that's going to be a part of that. So everyone parking
will be
here.
And I've seen, the McConnell sent me a vision of what it will be, and I have to say it's very nice. It's very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So the structure, the parking structure is very handsome, and it's actually incorporated into the building structure, so it doesn't look like a concrete eyesore.
No,
it
actually
has style. So when you look at it, that's not what you see first. You don't see a parking structure. You kind of see
architecture.
Yeah. So if that's the way it's going to look, that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Well, see, I think I'm in a room with, you know, the people that understand this better than most. We don't want people to come downtown for the parking. We want them to come down for our businesses and for the experiences and for the arts and culture that downtown really can be a host for, as opposed to anywhere else in Reading. So mm-hmm. right now, to see this main street where there's going to be, you know, a whole bunch of new businesses on the first floor of those Market Center apartments, you know, you have this place with large sidewalks. I mean, here's what's cool about this. So street circulation project, SNL Pavement has been, you know, making these pavers, like real pavers that go around there, and it's very European.
How European.
Yeah. Very European. And they're really pretty. And, I mean, it's something that people start recognizing that's better than just concrete or asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they talk about the beauty of this. It's like if something goes wrong with piping or you know,
just take it out like puzzle pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can unstitch it and then stitch it back together. So that's really nice. And the other thing is we want downtown to be a walkable community. And this area is called Complete Streets, and it was basically taken into design to be able not just be for our big trucks in Reading, but for people to be able to for people to be able to walk, scooter, ride the dash, and ride their bikes.
Ride their bikes, yeah.
And that's what's most important.
Which is going to be supported by the bike hub.
Yeah, you have the new bike depot that's just started construction, mm-hmm. Axner. Construction is starting to move. That was the, you know, former Bell Rooms, one of the historic buildings. So what's cool about that, all of that brick is being repurposed into this bike depot.
Yeah.
So that'll make quick work probably next year. So here's what we're looking at these projects that we're so worried about. Market Center started a year ago, really, and it's all completed. These streets really started a year ago with construction. It's completed. Parking structure is going to be done by the summer, they're saying.
Wow.
Like, we've learned from COVID-19 and 2020, the year went fast.
Yeah.
So, like these projects, this is going really fast. So, in those, you know, street circulation, 70 trees are being planted there. I mean, what we need in Reading is, you know, more trees, mm-hmm. more shade.
Shade.
And you know what? The city team, I was talking to Travis Minnie, the, you know, community projects manager. And they're really taking into account the types of trees that we want in Reading. So no more of those spiky ball trees.
I hate those things.
Liquid amber.
Yeah. I had five in my house, my old house. They were awful.
And for some reason, that was the trend.
And they don't grow very well.
No. And then they ruin the sidewalks, mm-hmm. and those spiky balls are all over. And no more palm trees. Palm trees are kind of...
Palm trees are out.
They're out. Because they don't, I mean, they're cool, but they don't really provide shade for all of
us. Right.
So these ones, the trees, it's two types of trees that are being planted, and it's a Schumard red oak and a columnar red maple. Hmm. The beauty about these is that they're going to provide a lot of good shade. They're easy to maintain, especially because we're considering that we're in Reading, where mm-hmm. you know, rain, mm-hmm. you know, we're the second sunniest city in California. An irrigation system was put, so it's going to be really easy to maintain them. But also, when the fall time hits, they chose these because of the dramatic bursts of reds and oranges that they're going to bring to this main street. So we're super excited to see all that.
And I love now that you can look down this way and you can see from where we are here at the station, which is on, what would this be? That's the North Market, where the road where Market splits to go in either direction to go around all this. You're going to be able to drive in straight,
all the way up to Yuba Street.
All the way to Yuba Street. But from even way back here, you can see all the way to the Cascade Theater.
And that's what it looked like back when it was Historic 99. I mean, that's what made it such a main street. Because everybody would, before, you know, I-5, people would come to Reading and drive through here. So you have the motels, the neon lights. Mm-hmm. So what's nice about
cars.
This, yeah.
I really love how everything was so well thought out. You know,
20 years of planning and reshaping.
I've lived through all of those. I mean, I was here when they put the roof on and then it became a mall. I used to go in there and get ice cream and cheese popcorn from an old lady that used to steal your change. And I mean, so, and then they tore the roof off. And then, so I've just,
we did a story about when the roof came off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Missy MacArthur was a mayor at the time.
Yeah, I got to go up in a bucket and take pictures.
Mm-hmm. We should repost. I think that'd be cool. I know we were just talking about people still talking about the magazine from 13 years ago, mm-hmm. but I'd love to find that article and repost it because we're thinking.
We'll dig it up.
We're going to keep everybody posted because this ribbon cutting for these streets to reopen is very soon, mm-hmm. and it's probably going to be in February. So we want everybody posted.
Not all the gate fences are down yet, right?
No, just
almost.
Ute Street has finally taken some of its fences down, and Yuba Street, but. You know, soon enough, everybody's going to be able to drive in on there from Market Street. And so what's nice about this, like the Christmas tree. Did everybody see the Christmas tree this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It was the most beautiful trees I've ever seen in our history. And people are going to be able to walk and drive up to it next year when Christmas rolls. Well,
cool.
Carrie, what do you think of downtown?
Oh, I think it's awesome how it's coming together. Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's like people are like, wait, it's not really happening or it's really slow, but I feel like it's moving really fast and just, like you said, walking
do a demo,
down the street.
Pilates on the promenade.
I know. Right? If I could only afford the rent, I would be there. I'm just slightly off of downtown.
Well, that's cool. So we need to take another break and then we'll go back. We'll get right back into it. So thanks for sitting and listening with us. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We have a lot of fun between breaks, so sometimes we forget we're coming back. Or it might be that we're just becoming seniors and we're forgetting. Hello, you're on a radio show.
Oh, I forgot. No. I was looking at pictures that my daughter just sent me of my grandbabies.
And they are adorable. They look like little chubby bears. Welcome back, everybody. So when we right before we left, we realized that you, Blake, wanted to share with us also the Viva Downtown cards, but you just gave one to Carrie for her to enjoy. So let people know that we are back in business with that as well.
We are back in business. Now, these downtown discount cards, this has been something that our Viva Downtown board puts together. I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but
it's been a while. It's since before the logo. Yeah. I mean, we had the old logo on the very first one or two. Yeah.
It's one of the coolest things that Viva Downtown does. So this year, 21 downtown businesses are featured on this free discount card. And so, like, things like if you go to Cedar Crest Brewery, 20% off your entire order, which is really amazing. Or you go to, like, Post Office Saloon, and they're incredibly generous. Like, you get a cocktail and an entree. You get an entree for free.
That's
like,
crazy.
Buy an entree, get an entree?
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Wow. And what's most important is, like, these discount cards are one of those extra initiatives to come downtown and support these businesses.
So, why wouldn't you get a discount card if it's being given to you for free to use in all of downtown? And it's not a one-time use, like a punch thing. It's for the whole year. 2021. So you can use it. You can go to post office every night if you wanted to.
I go to Downtown Java. They have a deal.
A dollar off a drink.
I use it every single time I go. They know me now. They just automatically give it to me.
I get people coming in because ours is 10% off certain food. Mm-hmm. And we have some really great olive oils and balsamics that are, you know, fairly expensive. And people come in and they buy them because they want them. Mm-hmm. But that really helps on one of those items.
And Riverfront threw one too. If you buy when Riverfront reopens, you buy a ticket, get a ticket half off. Like,
and it'll also be good for the virtual. We will be having a 2021 virtual season, I believe. So we'll be announcing that probably within the next month or two. We have one show that's already scheduled to start in a virtual show in April, and then we're going to be working on the rest of our season, and hopefully we'll have a live Christmas show, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for sure. So,
Christmas. You're already thinking about Christmas.
I guess what we're saying is these discount cards are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And do you want to know how you can get one?
Yes.
So basically, super simple process is send a stamped and self-addressed envelope to the Viva Downtown office at 1725 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1725 Market Street.
Right, or you could slide into the Enjoy store, and I might be able to line your pocket with one.
I will go to the Enjoy store. We do have
a little inside track, and we are able to do a small amount of distribution for you.
Did all the businesses get? They didn't get a lot, did they? Or
we gave each business a stack of the cards too. We wanted to go around and give our downtown businesses, you know, first priority to them because we love that they
Riverfront they participate. Yeah. And we haven't been meeting in person, so we still have the stack at my house.
We want to get this out to as many residents as possible because, you know, downtown's only strong as the residents that come to support it.
And you know, what we do is we get a lot of people that come back each year that we've given the cards out to, and they'll come in and say, oh, here's my card from last year. Can I get a new card? And I'm like, sure, you know, so that we do a swap. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
That is cool. That happened to me, too. They still have it over. So.
But there's a lot of great
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff.
A lot
stuff.
Of great
yeah,
stuff yeah, yeah. on there.
And I just passed Carrie, who's here. Yes. I just passed it over to Carrie.
Thank you.
Yeah. She got, she's now a downtown.
She's downtown.
Yeah, down there, definitely.
So with that said, let's just switch right over to you, Miss Thang.
Okay.
Miss Organic Pilates. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we used to have you on when you were in other places.
Yeah.
And now you're your own boss.
Yeah.
And you've created an incredible little studio for yourself down in, what is that called?
Cypress Square Shopping Center. Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Orchard Nutrition mm-hmm. Center, everybody knows. I know it's Fast Weenie. That's what I know.
Yeah, that place is that place is busy.
All the time.
I love lines
Fast around the
Weenie's
corner.
Frito Boat. Oh,
yeah.
Yum.
They do an awesome job there.
You take a big bag of Fritos, slip it down the side, stuff it with wieners and hot sauce and onions and what is it? Chili.
Just don't come to Pilates.
I was going to say where we transition to.
That's what I have at breakfast before I go in at 6 a.m. to do my Pilates, and then I burn down the place. No. Yeah. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world, and you know, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
you know,
just
you started Fast and Furious, and then boom, it was like. It seemed like every 6 weeks you were putting in another reformer and another reformer. And
yeah, I did. I started out with four when I opened last July. Mm-hmm. So,
so it hasn't even been a year.
It's been a year and a half.
Is it?
So
oh, okay.
July. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. It doesn't seem like that.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started out with four, and then right before the shutdown happened, I just bought my sixth reformer because all my classes were full, and I just needed that extra reformer per class. So I have six, and I'm planning on staying at six, so I feel really comfortable teaching that group at six.
You know what? It's a good thing, though, sometimes when you – I mean, sometimes you always think it's just better to grow, but sometimes you lose the charm and the very one-on-one.
Right.
I mean, even with six, it feels like you're working with just – me or Yvonne or
yeah,
you know, I haven't been in a while,
so
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Yeah, you probably need a couple privates before I let you back in. You probably need some special time.
I have a very hard time getting off the reformer. I have to really roll off the reformer onto the floor.
Well, I got to be honest, I don't know really what Pilates
is. It's amazing.
What is Pilates?
So Pilates is, and I do reformer Pilates, so it's whole body integration, and reformer is it's called an apparatus, like a piece of equipment, and it's based on spring tension, and there's a basically like
a bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
not a bed like a mattress, but
like a hospital bed back in World War II.
Yeah.
Because that's actually where it came from.
Okay.
From Joseph Pilates, and he was working with injured soldiers.
This is a real
German man, Joseph Pilates, where the name came from. And he was rehabilitating soldiers, and so he took the springs off a hospital bed, and they weren't able to get out of bed, and it was sometime during the pandemic, Spanish
the
flu.
The other
one. Yeah, and all of his patients survived because they were doing Pilates. So
really,
so it's whole body integration, and basically every class we do everything. We do arms, abs.
It looks like a massage bed, kind of, you know, with like a cover and then like
you can kind of see in the ad. There's a picture.
Some of them are made out of wood. Some of yours are cool. They're more modern.
Yeah, I have metal. They're metal reformers, and there's a foot bar.
Oh, that looks cool.
And it moves up and down the reformer.
And let me tell you what, for it being a bed that's on springs that just rolls back and forth. My God, can you be put in so many bizarre positions to exercise?
True.
Like, seriously, that's like a full... there are times when I literally, if I had a knife on my hip, I would have probably thrown it at her because it's like she'll be telling you to move this way and this way, and you're like, oh, no worries, no piece of cake. And like four pushes in, you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shaking and you're, you know...
Yeah, but, it's surprising. Yeah. I think there's a surprising element to it because it looks like not a lot is going on. Or sometimes even people come in for like their first private and they're like, oh, the machine kind of moves me. And I'm like, no, you actually move the machine.
Yeah.
But there is always
then
like that element.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to say the picture looks very serene and relaxing.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
and there's beautiful just music playing and you always have like aromatherapy going.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what type of clients are you – what kind – what? All ranges of athleticism can join in something like this?
Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of where you work to your level, right? So, like, if the class is really intense, but you're fairly new in there, then what she'll do is say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to do it this way.
Just a modification, because I have to be able to teach to six different bodies in front of me. Mm. And so someone can come in, and maybe they have a lot of experience or just different movement in their body, and then someone else can come in and not have any. Mm-hmm. And then all different ages. Like one class, I have my niece, who's like 19, and then my mom, who's 74.
And then James.
I look at those, like a little thing. When James is on there, it looks more like they're moving an orca for SeaWorld. You know, they put me on a transport.
No, it's for all bodies. It really is. I mean, if you have a body and you can move.
That's sweet.
You can do reformer Pilates.
And you have openings now?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many classes do you do?
Like, I teach five. I have like 5 and 6 on the schedule a day, and then I do a couple privates, but I try to like cap it off because usually after about 7 or 8 classes, I'm pretty much done.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I can't even. My body's just screaming, thinking.
Yeah, and it's not like I'm moving every single class. Like I'm not on the reformer. Sometimes I get a jump on the reformer. You know, if I don't have a full class, or like I'll do the mat work if there's a free mat. But I'm not like moving every.
Yeah, so you start
class.
You start out on the floor before you get on the reformer. That yeah. You come in, we lay on the floor, mm-hmm. and we'll do all kinds of floor stretching, and we'll put the foam rollers beneath us and mm-hmm. stretch and fold, and it's a little bit like. A little bit like yoga-esque on the floor.
Yeah.
So you're kind of getting a little yoga-esque, and then you go to Pilates, and then you do warm or cool down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do all the things. And really the intention of starting everyone on the floor, I wasn't really trained that way. I was trained as when, like, you go in and you get right on the reformer, you start with your footwork, which is just a way to warm up through the kinetic chain. But I was like, if people don't get on and off the floor, like if you don't put that movement in your body, how are you going to get on and off the floor? Yeah. I mean, really. People come in and they're like, I can't do this like I did when I was a kid. And I'm like, well, when's the last time you did that? Like, how are you going to move like that? Your body doesn't know, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to put the movement in your body. So.
And I'm really surprised because when I'm around during the day and working in the store, I feel like in my mind and when I move that I'm moving well, I'm in a fit person, right? Like and then all of a sudden I'll come and do floor work.
Yeah.
It is shocking to me. Just getting down onto
right.
the floor.
Yeah.
And then once I'm on the floor, it's shocking to me to try to get back up. And I'm like, wait a second. What happened to me? Like, this is easy breezy, right?
Right.
Oh, no. Like, when you get in your 50s, all of a sudden it's like things are just not doing.
It's so different.
I went to run the track the other day, and I did about 35 steps, and I thought, no, there's just no way. I feel literally like I'm being shaken and beaten, and there are body parts that are moving that I didn't even know I had.
From walking?
Running. Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I have my...
I'm like, wait a second. What is that?
When like, I babysit my grandkids and I get on the floor with them, and then I go to get up, and I'm holding a baby. It's like, oh, my gosh. I'm
going to drop this work.
This is, oh, yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Rhonda's being humble. We all know that you're the walking champ.
I walk a lot. But
during the Healthy Shasta competition in October, she was the health champion of our team.
Well, yeah, I'm going to just burst That's your awesome. Little bubble. I brought in a paint can shaker and put her watch on it for her.
That's how she got,
That's
all
how
her
she got her 40,000 steps.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. All right.
Nice. No, I do walk a lot, but...
Well, Carrie, what do you want your clients to experience when they come to your class?
What do I want them to experience? I want them to experience just, like, finding mobility in their body that they can bring outside the studio. So it's not, like, just coming in and, like, you're doing... I don't want you to just come in and do the workout really well. Like, I actually don't care. Like, if you try and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't look like how you think it should look, I just want you to be able to take whatever you're doing in the studio and move better in your everyday life. So that's
and
what I
is,
want people to experience.
Truly magic. It really is. I mean, when I went for the very first time and then I got Yvonne involved, and of course I'm not going right now. And I'm not going because I don't like the class. I am not. I do it and I get up, but I am not a morning person.
Yeah, it's hard. And at 6 up, a.m. is hard.
And to get up in the morning and then have to work out, you might as well just put me on a firing squad and shoot me because I'm not compliant.
You're very angry at me some mornings.
I know. I am not compliant.
Very hostile. Good morning.
Well, James, what I love about this Enjoy piece right here is that it says evening classes are available.
Yeah, so I haven't been avoiding reading the article.
He doesn't even know.
I am unaware.
Did you want to mention something about the...
Real quick, one of the new things that we also did this year in the pandemic is something that we have executed finally. We have a big hit list at Enjoy that we've wanted to do things for a long time. But I'm going to take a break, and then I'll share it when I get right back, because we need to take this break, and then we'll dive right into this. So sit back, relax. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, art, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. I'm having a great time getting out and talking with the people of District 1. I have learned a lot. One issue affecting Siskiyou County that is of great concern to me is the Klamath Dam Removal Project. Extreme environmentalists want to remove these four dams with destructive results. The effect is called rewilding the Klamath River. Humans, of course, are not considered. This destroys current Klamath River ecosystem habitat, including the release of 20 million cubic yards of toxic sediment, flooding, poor water quality, loss of property value, loss of hydroelectric power, all at a cost of $4 billion to you, the taxpayer, and the ratepayer. And while this affects the residents of Siskiyou County, if this project is completed, the next one just might be in your county. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 6.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And you're listening to North State Now with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta of Enjoy Magazine. And we also have Mr. Blake from Viva Downtown and Carrie from Organic Pilates. And we're just having a good time tonight. And my phone is blowing up from my gal, Margie. Hey, Marge. What's going on, girl? No, Marge on, my friend. We're having a good time. Wish you were here. Love you. Kisses. Anyway, before we were heading out for our last break, one of the things that we had been working on at Enjoy for a long time You know, we are a small staff. Many of us are, and we all have a million hats to wear.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
Rhonda may have a million and one. But we have a lot of visions of things that we want to do and execute as a company, and we finally have been banging a few things off. And one of those things has been we've been working on a city guide. And it finally launched. So if you are not familiar, come down to the store, and we have the new guide set up. They are also being distributed to all of the companies that participated in the guide, and so you can pick them up as well. This is a different format than it is for Enjoy. This is really about focusing on the businesses here in Reading. And our ultimate goal is expand it. We have a beautiful new website that supports it. We're going to be doing video. There's going to be a lot of venture type stories that are going to be added. The whole magazine is, I don't know how you explain it. It's advertising, but
it's kind of advertorial,
but it's not blatantly looking in your face and being an ad. So you're actually really learning about the people behind the businesses.
It's sexy. I mean, this whole little city guide is incredibly beautiful. I mean, it's something that I would want like actually displayed on my table, just because the photographers that you have on here, the editorials that you have on some of these local recognizable faces of Reading.
Well, that's what we really like, is that you know most of these people, right? And if you don't, you know of them. Mm-hmm. And so the book form gives you a small synopsis, and then it says for more, it drives you to the website where it's in much more detail. Mm-hmm. And we also want to be adding then also video so that you can find out more about the businesses that, you know, are in, who are the people in your neighborhood, right? So, Carrie, you have a page in it.
I do.
And yours is super cool.
Thank you.
So what are your thoughts real quick?
Oh, I loved it. I actually went on this morning. So when Yvonne brought it in and after class, I went on the website and I looked at it, and I love how it links. I love the bridge, you know, from actually touching and then going online and like reading the whole story. So
cool.
It's like a little tease, right, in the magazine.
Right.
And then you go. And so I love it.
One of the things that we're going to do is we've talked about, we're going to send a package out to all of the advertisers that are in this issue, and we're going to ask them very clearly their thoughts, you know, what they like about it, what they'd like to see more, how, you know, what would encourage them to continue to do this, and, you know, how it helps them to grow their business, what they want to see. So this publication right now is biannual, so it'll be only two times a year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have, so you know, 6 months from now, the next issue will come out.
They're starting, the sales reps are starting, they'll be out selling again starting next month.
Nice. Yeah. So it's kind of a really cool, nice way to, you know, to budget your money and things like that.
I think there are 35 businesses in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is there's lots of room to grow.
And this, it, you know, the cost of the ad also included somebody coming in and writing a story about you. It also included a photographer coming into your business to take a photo.
And they both were amazing. We had Janine Hendrickson doing the photography.
Uh-huh.
And we had Aaron Williams did all the stories. So they did a phenomenal job, and they were so easy to work with. So.
Yeah. So that was kind of one of the things that's different about this, is it was hyper-focused. We worked with a very small team that was dedicated to just the production of this piece. So same photographer throughout, same writer throughout, so that it was hyper-focused.
So the look kind of and the feel remained the same throughout. So
There's a nice flow to it, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is,
and then another real thing real quick, and I'll let you say something, Blake. We have just a couple minutes. But also what we're really proud of is that, you know, we have a South Valley edition of Enjoy, which is based out of Visalia, California, and it's San Joaquin Valley based. And we've had that for quite some time, but we are also have started, and our company is now the largest franchisee of Edible Magazine.
Oh, wow.
So there's Edible Shasta Butte here in this region, but we started one. It's called Edible San Joaquin, and it goes from south of Sacramento all the way to Bakersfield. So it's the whole kind of field to fork, you know, publication. It's super, super cool. So yeah, we keep we keep working really hard.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, and we thanks to the North State and Central Valley for their continued support and their faith in us and getting the word out about their businesses, even times when we were struggling. So, yeah, so.
And the February issue just came in. So,
yes, we're looking at it here, yeah. Even though, you know, it's not out yet. It's a cool cover.
It is. It's a good, yeah. It's a good issue.
Measure.
It's
yeah.
Love.
It's love.
All about love.
All about love. So, yeah, anyway, so thank you guys so much for coming in. We really appreciate you spending time with us. This
thank
was
you.
Fun.
Yeah,
thank you. As funny as it was, I didn't feel like it was a lot of pressure.
No.
Right?
It was good.
Yeah.
See?
Hopefully people listened and liked it. Otherwise, they're like, hated it. Three snaps were out. No. Anyway, thank you guys,
thank you
for listening. Thanks for coming in. You're listening to KCNR. Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.